I'll get you dancing to the diggy 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 to do. This is my town. If you don't know, now you know. Do that thing that you do. I'll show you a new move. Check out the diggy 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 to do.
Hey girl, hey, welcome back. It's Wake Up with Taylor. I'm Taylor, guys. This is Rob Shooter.
Hey girl, hey.
I'm going to kill you today. You know that, right?
What's about to be
pissed? I don't
today?
Know. I have my period and I'm really pissy.
Really?
And
you seem like in a great mood. You seem like in a really great mood. You came in this morning with a bright eyes and a bushy tail.
I can tell you this. I really need some care of Rock kind of my life right now. Thank God she's here.
Thank God she's here.
Between Rob asking me questions before I even answer them, and then the sex conversation. I'm at
you
my
really
capacity.
You really don't like talking sex.
I
at
really
all.
Don't like talking sex. It's my one thing. I'll talk
and
about anything
was
in the
tough
world.
One, too, this wasn't just sex. It was vibrators.
Vibrators.
We know nothing about vibrators. Either one of us know nothing.
We did discover that.
I wish
about,
I had been here for that conversation.
I don't care what about all that shit.
I love my vibrator.
What's your favorite brand?
It's called the Rocket.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, so we've got the Bullet, we've got the Rocket,
really called a Bullet.
And the Jimmy Jane, or whatever that one was called. I already forgot, because I won't be buying any of them. Anyway, let's move on from vibrators. So, Karen is here finally, thank God. We need her. She's going to be talking about how do we insert adventure into our lives.
I wondered what you were inserting. Adventure.
But before we get into that, I did tell everybody, Karen, that you have a big announcement today.
Karen.
And then I told Rob that he was going to be really jealous
Karen.
Of it.
Karen!
Oh my God. You guys have set me up. So I'm super, super, super excited. I feel like we should have like a drum roll or something. So all of you listeners, you know that last year Tay and I took women on a retreat to Miami.
It was so much fun.
Goddess Girls. And we have already been getting emails saying, when are you doing Goddess Girls again?
So guess what?
So guess what?
We're doing it!
Yay!
We're doing it. We're doing
Goddess
it again.
Girls is on the first weekend in Miami. We are doing the Versace Mansion.
The whole shebang.
We are laughing. We
are crying.
Like, we're crying. Bonding that happened last year.
The first weekend of when? You said the first
Oh, I didn't say. The first weekend of August.
First weekend of August. It's back in Miami. Back to everything we did last year. We're doing it all again.
The two of you are hosting this.
So what happens is Karen does her Karen thing.
Right.
And it's very moving. And it's like a really long bonding open therapy session.
You told me it was incredible. You told me it was tears and laughter. What do you do?
I have a cocktail with you after we're done crying.
What you do best.
And I also participate. I do. Mm-hmm. If you want to get to know me, get to know me. I mean, I was crying. And
It's a weekend. Yeah. How long is it?
It's a weekend. We start off Friday night with some cocktails.
Yep.
And then we do all day Saturday and we finish up Sunday morning.
Wow.
It's really awesome. I've never experienced anything like it. It was the most bonding thing I've ever done as a woman. Ever.
How
it's a retreat.
How many people in the retreat and the group?
Well, the thing is, last year we sold out.
Which is how many?
I don't even know. I'm going to say...
We were a total of 27.
Oh, a nice group then.
Well,
a nice
facility
size.
Can only hold 24, so I had to kind of beg, can I please have more people?
You know? That's fantastic.
So last year sold out.
And people were really upset, and they didn't get a chance to go. So we want to let you guys know that, yes, we are. We were going to do it again. We found the right weekend, and so it's happening again.
But you should book early, because it's hard to get into last year.
Yeah, so they just go right to your website, right?
Yeah, if you go to purposegirl.com, you will see it right on the homepage, purposegirl.com, and we're just so excited.
So excited. It's going
to
be great.
It's also, you know, I've seen the women continue to bond. So they have a private Facebook group among them, and they continue to post when they get job promotions or when they're doing their next bit of travel. Or
this really is
need.
Big news. And I am jealous. This is really,
I told you you'd be jealous.
Really big news.
You want to come, Rob?
I understand keeping it ladies only, and I respect that. But I think afterwards, if I happen to be in Miami, could I pop by for a cocktail? I don't want to do the yoga and the crying and the saunas and the blah, blah, blah. But like maybe after the ladies have relaxed, I could pop by.
Yeah, you're a cocktail one.
I'm a cocktail.
You're like me.
This
same thing.
This is so wonderful.
It is the
best. It's a treat. It really is.
Do we have a sort of ballpark figure in financial? Is this
Go to the website.
Okay.
Stop asking so many questions.
Yeah.
But it's affordable.
It's affordable
for people to do.
Yeah.
You get basically 3 days of coaching with me,
yeah,
fun with other women,
which is
bonding,
so hard to get into. It's hard
time,
to get,
it's yeah, no, time with Tay. Like it's
like one big surprise me topic of the day.
I love this.
I know you want to come.
I do, no, but I totally respect it, and I think it's wonderful you do this. I do remember, Taylor, you telling me about this when you were
I think it was when Rob first started and you were first coming in, and he was like, explain Karen to me. And so that was my, I mean, I started off with that as my explanation.
That's all I needed to know. Mm-hmm. Like, you really summed her up.
It was really,
it's,
you know what? It's a really special weekend, and it was a treat. Took, and I've never done anything like it.
And took you by surprise.
Totally took
you said
by surprise.
You just thought you were going to go
well,
away.
That's what Karen does. She always takes me by surprise. Okay, so let's talk about adventure.
Right. So speaking of surprise, so we need surprise in our life and we need adventure. And the reason we wanted to announce it today is because I wanted to come in and talk about adventure. So I have this program called F Midlife Club. And uh-huh. Right. So it's like women saying F you to midlife because
midlife is
can be hard, but yes, we're going to take control of our life. And a woman who joined, she emailed me and she said, you know, I've been in the same marriage for 20 years and I don't know if we've ever really had a spark or an in love.
Ugh.
And we had to move because of his job. And now I'm in a job I don't really love. Ooh. And just like, I just feel stuck. I feel bored even though I'm so busy.
She's got like
and
the blahs.
And then like the blahs. And then is like, and I feel guilty for feeling all this because right, if you right, look right. at my life, it looks great, right? And she's like, I feel so guilty. And if I want, I just said to her, no, this is normal. Right? Mm-hmm. Because what happens to so many of us is that we end up having a very mundane life.
Yeah.
Right.
You wake up, you get the kids ready.
You got a routine.
You make the lunches, you got the routine. Right.
And we don't even know how it happened. We wake up one day and realize, God, this happened.
God, this happened. And I'm like living out my mother's life or something. And that's not who we are. So if we look at character strengths, right? Kids, so there's a survey that was created by two of the top psychologists in the world, one from the University of Pennsylvania, one from the University of Michigan, and there's this character strength survey that I like to give. Kids' top strength is zest, right? So being zesty, being alive, playing, adventure. For adults, it is one of the last strengths.
That's so sad.
And it's so sad because we were all those kids who were zesty.
How does that happen?
What happens is we learn that there are rules that we have to play by.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of responsibility, a lot of conformity. And so even when you have ideas that you want to go travel or you want to go on this kind of weekend or you've been wanting to take a painting class or you've been wanting to skydive,
right.
Your brain says to you, I can't do it. But here's the thing. Your brain needs new and novel, right? So our ancestors, when they were like walking the desert or wherever they were, their brain, once they became accustomed to something, their brain filed it away.
Uh-huh.
And they, in order to survive, they had to keep looking out for a new and novel experience.
Right.
So we still have that need today. And what we need is a big jolt of adventure in our lives.
And be brave enough to do it, though, Karen.
That's
how
right.
do we get brave enough to do it?
So we know we need it, but then how do you insert it without like freaking everything up in your life?
Right. So there's three levels of adventure.
Okay.
Okay. So one, and you can start small. So one is incorporating adventure into your daily life.
Okay.
Things like look at your sex life, right?
Right.
With your partner. And your conversation about vibrators was great.
I can't go there.
Something else. Or maybe
I changed the tea I drink this morning and it got me so excited.
I'm saying, is that even something you can do?
I literally changed the tea. I was like, no, Earl Grey, I'm going to do English breakfast.
You're wild.
You are so crazy. You are so crazy. You can take a different route to work.
Ooh.
You can eat different things for lunch every day. You can...
Not wear knickers. Can I expose myself?
Yes. Until... new and novel is you've been not wearing knickers and you want to wear them again, right? So there are like little things that you can do. You know, people get bored of the same exercise routine and
right.
then they just stop exercising. So do something different and do something that's play, right? Like exercise can be going to a jungle gym and going up and down and up and down, right? It can be like running around a field. It can be doing, one of my clients announced last night on a call we were doing that she's going to take a Tumblr class, a gymnastics class.
That's
because
hysterical.
Because when she was a little kid.
She loved it.
She loved
she
it.
Did? I love this advice. I did a trapeze class on the West Side Highway.
That I want to do so bad.
So much fun.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's step one. What's step two?
So that is like base, right? So little stuff like that, okay? Incorporating into your life. Step two is whatever you are interested in, find a class in it, right?
Oh.
So actually start engaging in the things that you are interested in. So if you've been really interested in art, go to the go to the library and take out a book, or go take a painting class, or go take a different kind of dance class. Like, go do something where you're actually engaging in a new experience. Like, if you want something new with your partner, research shows that partners, couples who do new and novel experiences, they have happier relationships and they have longer relationships.
I love this. Okay, so maybe phase one is like, rather than like ordering the same chicken dish that Tay and I order, and we like do, we like cook fish instead. And then maybe phase two is like, then we go to a cooking class together.
Right. Yes.
Now what's phase three?
Phase three, this sounds like the big one.
This
do we move to France and then become chefs?
Yes!
That's the idea. The answer is yes.
I'm in.
Why not?
Wake up with Taylor in Paris.
I'd be in trouble. I don't speak French.
Bonjour.
You know, I also do a retreat in Paris, and that's coming up in June.
I'll do that one.
Rob's on that one.
And remember, I was talking to you about it a couple of years ago, and you know, you were like, I don't want to fly.
I don't like flying far. That's the truth. Yes, I'm a wimp.
The whole motivation today is to do new things.
I know, but like new things, not traveling that far.
Step by step.
Yes.
So the third is really doing something big that you've been wanting to do, right? So something, it might be that you've really, really, really wanted to travel. So I have another client. She follows my newsletter. Maybe she heard me on the radio. I don't know. And she heard about the Paris trip 2 years ago and signed up out of the blue. Never heard of her. And she comes on this Paris retreat and she says, I didn't even tell my kids I was coming.
Stop.
Like, I've never done anything
that's
like this in my life.
Adventure right there.
Adventure. Like, her kids are in college, but she's like, I didn't tell anybody I was doing this because it seemed like too crazy.
Right.
And so she shows up and over the 5 days of, you know, sipping champagne on top of the Eiffel Tower and doing our different meditation, a different garden every day, and painting like Picasso did on Montmartre and all these different things. She like so opened up to who she was. Mm-hmm. And then she came home and she's like, I have to continue this growth and this adventure. So she then did some personal work with me. And through that work, she realized that she's been trying to get a divorce for 4 years, finalized it.
Wow.
She's like, I love the idea of bonding with other women. She wasn't doing it in her hometown, so she found other women to start playing with and found a walking partner to walk with every day. Aww. Next thing you know, she's losing 40 pounds.
Wow. Oh my God, I want adventure. Adventure causes weight loss?
Right, yes.
Sign, I'll go to Paris.
It really works, though. It really works. And surrounding yourself with like-minded people in a class or an excursion, a trip to Miami, it really makes the difference.
Taylor and I, and we're running out of time, but Taylor and I just moved, actually, and it was something we've been talking about moving. So I was in my first apartment since the divorce for like 2 years, and Tabe was basically like living with me after like a year, maybe even 6 months, because we're lesbians, that's what we do. But it was like I was dragging my feet. I kept saying I was going to move, and it was too expensive, but I wasn't doing it. And I finally just pulled the trigger, and we just moved to this new place. I like this new place even better than the old place. It's so amazing.
What's holding people revive your energy doing it?
And what's holding people back? What's the
fear?
Fear.
That's it. Fear of
change.
Failure. Fear of change, fear of rejection, right? So she didn't tell her kids I was going to Paris because they would think mom's
crazy.
Gone crazy, right? Going with some radio person to Paris or to Miami. People are afraid of taking risks.
And if I'm a listener and I want to come to Miami with you two, but I don't think I can, tell me how I get past that.
Yeah, great question. So anytime you hear yourself saying, I can't, your new question is, how can I? Mm-hmm. So if you say, I can't because of finances, ask yourself, how can I? Is there a piece of furniture that I could sell on eBay?
Seriously.
Could I ask Karen for a payment plan? Because the answer is yes.
Right.
Could I do a Kickstarter campaign and ask my friends and family, I've been dying for this kind of adventure. Can you please help me? Can you sell something? Go on Etsy and sell something. Okay. So if you say, I can't travel with a bunch of women I know, your new question is, well, how can I? Or what else is possible? Is there a friend I could go with?
Right. We had a bunch of that last year. We had a couple of women that brought their friends that were like kind of like there to make sure their friends didn't get like killed by us.
Yes. So that would be my biggest fear. I'd be like, I don't want to be a stranger. I'd be like,
there was a lot of people that also came alone.
Yeah, I'd be scared.
I'm telling you, it was amazing. It was very bonding. So if you're looking for a little adventure, you can well, get a divorce and lose 40 pounds, or you can just come to Miami.
Miami, right.
Sell your wedding ring and come to Miami.
Now that's a good idea.
Right.
That's a genius idea.
That's right. A book. So, that's a novel.
I know.
Amen. So there are all these levels of adventure, and that's why we love doing, that's why I love doing retreats. That's why we do Goddess Girls.
It's really special.
Retreat. Yes.
So, I'm so happy we're doing it again.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Surprise is unveiled. So guys, just go to Karen's website, purposegirl.com.
Purposegirl.com.
Everything you need to know, the dates, the price, everything is there, all encompassed. And
I'm so jealous, but I think special. My jealousy has been overcome with my happiness. This sounds really
fantastic. And now I feel like Rob is going to happen to, he's pretty fabulous.
I might be in my
He can kind of just like happen to pop up something.
Of course.
I'm so happy
I can't
for you
wait
guys.
For that drink with you, Rob.
Oh, I'm good drinks. You're paying.
Fine.
Thank you.
Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Best. Love being with you.
And you guys, we'll be back in just a little bit with the 7 things you need to know before you go. Also, I had a chance to hang out with Jake Johnson from New Girl. He's Nick from New Girl.
Yeah, I love him.
He's amazing. So in just a little bit, we have that interview coming up and so much more. So don't go anywhere. Thank you so much, Karen. And you guys, don't forget, purposegirl.com. It's a do-it girl.
We know you would never tell a lie.
I have an ex whose father I slept with.
Shut up.
Okay, it's a lie.
It was good, right?
But for some of us, it's too late. Listen to Wake Up with Taylor. Mornings on Sirius XM Stars. Does Wake Up with Taylor leave you wanting more?
And you need to text me every 30 seconds and everything's going to be okay.
Stay connected at Wake Up _Taylor on Twitter and Wake Up with Taylor on Facebook.